So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf cited the following machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein chayv ela la'asad lavay, shenem la'hara la'hetiv. One is only liable to a korban oil b'yared for a shvuah's bitur regarding a future action as stated explicitly in the pasuk, la'hara oil la'hetiv, something he will or will not do. However, Amal Rabbi Kivim, Kein ein li'ela dvarm sheish ben arav atava, dvarm sheim ben arav atava minayin. If we read the pasuk literally, one should only be liable for oaths that are to one's benefit or detriment, as the pasuk states, la'hara oil la'hetiv. Shmuel answered, Amalai miribi hakasav. We derive other types of oaths, even dvarm she'im ben harav atava, from the general term, l'chala she'evate ad mishvua. Rabbi Kiv, however, responded, Amalai miribi hakasav akach, riba kasav akach. If so, this additional pasuk also includes all types of oaths, even l'sha'avar, oaths regarding past actions. The Gemara now explains the machlekes. Rabbi Kiva derish riba umiyat. Rabbi Kiva expounds the Torah using inclusionary and exclusionary terms as follows. The pasuk begins, a nefesh kisi shaba riba. An inclusionary term referring to all oaths, lahara or lehetiv, miyat. The pasuk then excludes all cases except those that can be made regarding the past and future. Lachala shiyavatiya adam chazav riba. Then uses another inclusionary term, therefore riba umiyat veriba riba kol mili. Umiyat var mitzvah. We include all cases, but exclude the specific case of an oath regarding a mitzvah which cannot be made regarding future actions. However, Bishmal, derish bechlal prat. Bishmal expounds the Torah using general and specific terms as follows. The pasuk begins a nefesh ki seshava levate besvasayim klal, a general term referring to all oaths, lahara oilehetiv prat. Then uses a specific term referring only to oaths regarding future actions, lachala sheyavati ha'adam chazav akal. Then uses another general term, therefore klal uprat klal. Yat adon elke ina prat ma prat mefurish lahaba afkol lahaba. We include all oaths that are similar to the specified example. And so, ahani klala lasuya fal dvarm she'im ben harav atava lahaba, ahani prata lemu'utia fal dvarm she'esh ben harav atava lesha'ava. We include all oaths regarding the future, even if they are not good or bad. And we exclude all oaths regarding the past, even if they are good or bad. The Gemara explains the rationale for this distinction. Dumya de lahara oy lahetiv. Misha isur mishum bal yachal devari, yatis azu she'in isur mishum bal yachal devari el mishum bal tashakru. The pasuk describes one who violates his oath. This refers to an oath to perform or abstain from a future action, and not an oath regarding the past, which is immediately deemed a false oath. The Gemara cites a braisa that states several rulings regarding the intention that must accompany an oath, which are derived from the pasuk l'chala she'evate adam b'shvua v'nela mimenu. Ha'adam b'shvua prat l'anas. One must intend to make the oath. If one is compelled to make an oath due to mistaken assumptions, he is exempt. The Gemara gives an example. Kedirav kahana v'revasi. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi both swore that Rav ruled a certain way. Rav explained to them that the one who was incorrect was not liable for his oath, because libcha anasecha, he intended to swear truthfully and was led astray by his mistaken assumptions. Venelam prat lemezit, one who intentionally swears falsely is exempt from a carbon. He's only liable if he forgot that he had made an oath and therefore violated. But he is exempt if he remembered his oath but forgot the item he had forbidden. The Gemara asks, Bishlam mishvu mishkachas la b'lei chayfetz kegenda am mishvu shla eichel paschitin ukesaver shaeichel kamar. We can find the case of hel mishvu where he forgot the oath but remembered the subject of the oath. If one swears not to eat wheat bread and then eats it, thinking that he had made an oath that he would eat the bread. However, chayvitz b'li shvua heichadani, kegain da'am shvua shla eichel paschitin, ukesaver shal sa'oyim kamar, kiven d'chevtze inshi lehu, haynu helm shvua. We cannot find the case of helm chayvitz where he forgot the subject of the oath but remembered the oath, because if he swears not to eat wheat bread, and then eats it thinking he had made the oath regarding barley bread, he not only forgot the item, he also forgot about the oath, not realizing that it was applicable. Therefore, there is no case of helm chayvitz. Furthermore, even if he swore not to eat wheat bread, and then reached for barley bread, but mistakenly took the wheat bread instead, he was not only mistaken about the item, but he also didn't realize that the oath was applicable. The Gemara cites two answers. Amar Rebbe Lazar, David Achasi. This was a mistaken girsa, and there is indeed no case of Helm Chavitz without Helm Shvuah. Amar B'Yosef, if he had known that this was wheat bread, he would not have eaten it. This is called helm chayfetz and not helm shvuah. The Gemara inquires, helm zebezeb biyodimau. If one forgot about the oath and about the item, is he liable or not? The Gemara explains, klum parish mishvuah el mishum chayfetz, klum parish mechayfetz el mishum shvuah. he would have refrained from violating the oath for either reason. Therefore, leishna, he is exempt. The Gemara inquires, Ezuhi shigas shvuas bitu l'sha'avar. What is the scenario when inadvertently violates his oath regarding a past action? Idiyada mezirhu, idiloyada anasu. If he remembered the facts and swore falsely, this is an intentional transgression, and he's exempt. On the other hand, if he forgot, he's an oinis and is also exempt. The Gemara answers, Ba'emer yidiyani shashvuzu asura, aval eni yideim chayav nalav karban elav. He remembered that it was a forbidden oath, but not that he would be liable to a carbon. The Gemara offers two explanations for this answer. Kamunbas, Dama shigas karban shmashkaga. This reflects the opinion of Mumbas, who holds that even if one remembers the prohibition, merely forgetting that the prohibition is liable for a carbon is also considered an inadvertent transgression. The Rabban ordinarily hold that this is considered mason. However, this is a unique case because one is liable to a carbon for a mere lav, and so they agree that forgetting about this carbon is considered a shagi. The Gemara rules nishba al kikar mitzdar va'achla b'shigas shvua. If one made an oath forbidding a certain loaf, and then regretted the oath, and was ready to eat the loaf, but he ate it inadvertently, he is not liable because shav miyidiyase may be karban ha-shagigasle. Lo yishav miyidiyase e may be karban ha-shagigasle. One is only considered a shagig if he were to refrain from the deed due to the missing knowledge. However, if one were to perform the deed regardless, he's not a shagig and is exempt from a karban. Therefore, in this case, since he would have eaten the loaf anyway, he's not liable. Shmuel rules, Gamar b'libe tzarch sh'yetz b'sfasav. Even if one resolved to make an oath, it is not effective until he verbalizes it, as the pasuk says, levate b'sfasayim. The Gemara challenges this ruling from the following brisa, b'sfasayim v'loy b'lev. An oath must be verbalized. Gamar b'libe minayin tamaloy melechol sh'yivati ha'odim mishvua. The pasuk also includes a case where one merely resolved to make an oath. The Gemara points out, haguf akasha. The brisa contradicts itself, whether one must verbalize an oath. Therefore, the Gemara explains, "Bisvasayim v'leisha gama b'libe lohitzi bisvasa v'lohitzi." We exclude a case where he only resolved for the oath to be effective if verbalized. However, gama b'libe stam minayin tamalei melachal shiyavatik. If he resolved to accept the oath without verbalizing it, it is effective even though he did not verbalize it. However, this contradicts Shmuel's ruling. Therefore, the Gemara explains the brisa differently. "Bisvasayim v'leisha gama b'libei lohitzi paschitin v'hitzi pasayrin." If he planned to verbalize an oath regarding wheat bread, it is not effective if he mistakenly mentioned barley bread. However, if he intended to verbalize wheat bread and instead mentioned just bread, it is effective. The Gemara cites a related brisa. A donation to Hekdesh is effective even when not verbalized. Nevertheless, we do not apply this principle to other areas because the pasuk states this principle twice regarding both truma and hektish, and so it is exclusive to these areas. Alternately, chulin mekachim legerminim, we do not derive laws regarding chulin from kadoshim.